get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler. My co-host David Blackman is not with us, but he'll be back with us in a few days. He is traveling, and so being a digital nomad in his RV, sometimes he doesn't have the internet connection, or he's just traveling to a new campsite and stuff like that. It's hard for our schedules to line up. So I'm recording some episodes solo until we can get our schedules to line up better. So today we're talking about what payment processor should you use. Now, this is, as I mentioned at the end of yesterday's episode, I'm talking about this episode today. We're talking about this kind of from two perspectives. One is from an e-commerce perspective. You're building an e-commerce site, whether for yourself or for a client, and you want to know what payment processor you should use or what should you recommend to your client if they're a new business. And then also, if you are building websites for clients, you should be accepting payments online. You should allow your clients to pay your invoices online. Don't make your clients write checks. We've done episodes in the past on why you shouldn't accept checks, why I don't accept checks, and I haven't for quite some time. But I only accept online payments. And so I obviously you pay a little bit in processing fees, but it's just the cost of doing business. You raise your prices accordingly. So anyways, payment processor, I use two, and I recommend that you do the same. You want to give your client or your customers on an e-commerce site the option to pay for different methods, whatever they're most comfortable with. Now, the two that I use is Stripe and PayPal, and some people will only use PayPal, which I think is a mistake, and some people won't offer PayPal. PayPal isn't, they're a payment processor, but they're kind of in their own category. They're not like any other processor because, first of all, people have PayPal accounts. You have to have a PayPal account typically. I mean, you can check out as a guest, but most cases, people have PayPal accounts. And so people that are comfortable paying with PayPal, they have their account, they sign in. PayPal has their own fraud dispute resolution department, and so people can dispute a charge through PayPal, and their dispute resolution is very fair to their vendors, people that are using them as a processor, where typically a dispute that goes through a bank chargeback, you're always going to lose those as the company selling a product, even if you're in the customer's in the wrong and they don't deserve a refund, you know, whatever, you're going to lose those. But with PayPal, you have a very fair dispute resolution department that is at PayPal that will look at your terms and all of that. And so they're very fair. They don't just automatically give it to the customer every time. So that's one of the benefits of PayPal. Also, people trust PayPal. So it's like people either love PayPal or hate PayPal. And so the people that love PayPal, it's like they want to use PayPal as much as possible. And so you want to offer PayPal. So again, whether it's an e-commerce site using WooCommerce, something like that, or through your invoicing software, you want your clients to be able to pay you through PayPal if that's how they're comfortable paying. But you don't want to make that the only option because some people, for some reason, are intimidated by PayPal, or they're like, I don't have a PayPal account, I don't know. And then they don't know what to do, and it's confusing to them. And so you want to offer people an option just to put in their credit card number right then and there. And so for that, we'd recommend Stripe. Now, you can go to a traditional credit card processor and get a merchant account and be able to process credit cards and stuff. But when you go that route, you are carrying all that risk. And so you have to have certain things in place, certain amount of funds that just sit there to cover losses and fraud and stuff like that. And so you basically, with a merchant account, you're the merchant on record, and so you carry that risk. So you generally, when you have a true merchant account like that, you pay a little bit less in fees, but again, you carry all that risk. So generally, we recommend using Stripe, where Stripe is not you don't have a merchant account. You don't have to go and get approved and show that you have proper assets and stuff like that. Like, you can be a brand new business with no credit, nothing like that, and you can get a Stripe account. You still have to get verified so they know who you are and stuff like that. But Stripe is great. I forget the word for it there, but it's not a typical merchant account. And so they're basically carrying that risk for you. Obviously, if you do something risky, they're going to ban you. If you're selling illegal products or you know, doing frauding customers or whatever, you're going to get banned. But you don't carry that initial risk like you do with a typical merchant account. So that's why we recommend Stripe. Stripe is awesome. And they have really great modern tools, modern dashboard. They integrate with everything, no matter what you're using, what invoicing software you're using, what e-commerce platform you're using. It's going to integrate with Stripe. They're a major player. So I always put both Stripe and PayPal on every e-commerce website that I build. If I'm having clients pay me, I have them give them the option of paying with credit card via Stripe or with PayPal. So that's what we recommend doing, because it's just, yeah, giving your customers an option. You don't want to give them too many options, but giving them multiple options, two options, is always a good thing. So hopefully you found this helpful. Yeah, definitely let us know. Reach out if you have any additional questions or any episode requests, something you want us to talk about. You can reach out on wpgears.com. Also, if you leave us a review, we would highly, highly appreciate that. So wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Android, whatever, Stitcher, leave us a review. It helps us be found by other listeners out there that would find this information valuable. And then that helps us want to continue to do this, because obviously we don't make money from this. We're just putting out free content into the world. So we want to make sure it's being listened to and utilized and enjoyed and stuff like that. So yeah. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about, should I use an appointment scheduling tool for prospective web design clients? So a lot of our listeners out there, you guys are web designers creating websites for clients, and should you use an appointment scheduling tool? That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.